Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we're talking about one of the most challenging lessons on this journey. What do you do when provision doesn't look like you expect it? Because sometimes, Source sends supply through channels we'd rather reject. Assistance we didn't want to need. Partnerships we didn't plan for. Even delays we swore we couldn't afford. The question is, do you trust the provision or only the packaging? In 1 Kings 17, the prophet Elijah encounters a widow in Zarephath. Famine has devastated the land, and she's preparing her last meal for herself and for her son. She tells Elijah, "I have nothing but a handful of flour and a little oil." But Elijah tells her to bake him bread first and promises that her flour and oil will not run out until the drought ends. And it didn't. What she thought was not enough became more than enough, because provision rarely comes in the package we expect. There was a time I was scheduled to speak at a conference, a big opportunity. I had prepared, I was excited, and I was ready to pour into that room. But at the last minute, an emergency came up and I missed my flight. I thought I could just catch the next one, but then every flight around mine started getting delayed, redirected, or outright canceled. And I'll be honest, I was upset. I didn't want to look like I wasn't taking this opportunity seriously. I didn't want anyone to think I wasn't professional or that I didn't value the opportunity. In my mind, I thought this was going to have severe negative effects on my speaking career. I was deep in my feelings about it. At the time, it looked like a loss. It looked like failure. It looked like a missed opportunity I might not get back. But here's the part I couldn't see then. Every single person I knew who did make it to that conference ended up catching COVID. And many of them are still dealing with the long-term effects of it years later. What felt like disappointment was actually divine protection. What looked like a closed door was actually provision. That's when I learned provision doesn't always come in the packaging you expect. Sometimes it looks like missing a flight. Sometimes it looks like a door closing. Sometimes it looks like an interruption to your plans. But if you only trust the packaging, you'll miss the blessing. In 1 Kings 17, Elijah is sent to Zarephath in the middle of the famine. God tells him, "I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Now, if we're honest, that doesn't sound like provision. Widows at the time were some of the most vulnerable people in society. And when Elijah arrives, the widow herself says she only has a handful of flour and a little oil, just enough to prepare one last meal before she and her son expect to die. From the outside, it didn't look like provision. It looked like lack. It looked like not enough. And yet, that little flour and oil never ran out. It sustained them through the famine. That's the nature of God's provision. It rarely looks like what we think it should. When I missed that flight, I couldn't see protection. I could only see disappointment. Just like the widow who couldn't see a handful of flour could sustain her, I couldn't see how a missed conference could actually save me. But what I've come to understand is this. Provision isn't always obvious, but it's always faithful. God is not bound to the packaging. Sometimes provision looks like a relationship you didn't expect, a delay you didn't want, or an answer that feels too small to matter. But just like Elijah and the widow, what looks like not enough is often the exact way God sustains you. That's why Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Because if you lean on how it looks, you'll miss how it flows. Metaphysically, when we resist provision because it doesn't look like what we imagined, we're really resisting flow. We're telling the universe, "I only trust supply if it comes in the package I ordered." But life doesn't work like Amazon. Neville Goddard reminds us that assumption creates reality. When we assume provision must look a certain way, a certain check, a certain client, a certain timeline, we lock ourselves into rigidity. And that rigidity blinds us to the ways source is already providing. A missed flight can't be seen as protection if your only assumption is, "I must be in that room." Florence Scovel Shinn taught, "Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that is mine by divine right reach me now." Notice that she doesn't demand the packaging. She simply affirms that what is hers by divine right will reach her through whatever channel Spirit chooses. That's openness. That's trust. Catherine Ponder said that prosperity flows best when you release your grip. She often described it as letting go of tight little mental pictures so that something bigger, more expansive, and more aligned could come in. When you loosen your attachment to how it must look, you make space for miracles. That's what happened with Elijah and the widow. What looked like scarcity was actually sufficiency. And that's what happened with me missing that conference. What looked like a setback was actually divine preservation. Here's the mystical truth. Provision is never missing. Only our openness is. The more we trust the flow instead of the packaging, the more we live in overflow. Now take a deep breath in. Hold it. And release. This is your time to be honest with yourself. No judgment, just flow onto the page. So number one, where have I rejected provision because of how it was packaged? Did I dismiss an opportunity because it seemed too small? Did I resist support because it didn't come from the person I wanted it to? Did I label a delay or closed door as a loss without asking if it was protection? Number two, how does my ego define real provision? Do I only see money as provision? Do I only count it when it comes fast and big? What blessings might I be missing because I've narrowed my definition? Number three, what is one time something that felt like a setback turned out to be a blessing? Write about the emotions you felt in the moment. Write about what you see now in hindsight. Number four, what would it look like to trust source with the packaging. If I affirm that everything I need is always provided, how would that shift how I interpret delays, interruptions, or small beginnings? Number 5, write the sentence 3 times. I trust the provision, no matter the packaging. Notice what feelings come up as you write it. Do you feel peace, resistance, relief? Now close your eyes for a moment. Place your hands gently on your lap, palms open. Take a deep breath in, hold, and release. Now repeat these words softly, aloud, or within your heart. I trust the provision, no matter the packaging. Every delay may be divine protection. What looks small may be the seed of overflow. I do not chase the package, I receive the blessing. Source knows my needs before I even ask. I release control of how it comes, and I welcome all that is mine by divine right. I'm always provided for. Now breathe that in deeply and feel it anchor within you. Now take another slow, deep breath in and exhale. Now imagine yourself standing before a table. On the table are many wrapped gifts. Some are big and shiny, wrapped in gold paper. Others are small, plain, maybe even wrapped in scraps of paper. Notice where your eyes go first. Do you want to reach for the shiny one? Do you want to ignore the little one? Just observe. Now Source whispers to you, the blessing is inside, not in the wrapping. You reach for one of the plain, small gifts. Slowly you unwrap it. Inside is exactly what you've been asking for. Peace, money, opportunity, protection, love. It didn't look like much on the outside, but the inside held everything. Now open your hands wide and say, I trust the provision, no matter the packaging. I am always provided for. Stay with this feeling of openness for a few breaths. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying the truth that your blessings are already here. Now take one last deep breath with me. Inhale. Hold. And then release. Here's what I want you to carry for today. Provision is not always going to look like what you asked for. Sometimes it comes wrapped in small beginnings. Sometimes it comes as delays. Sometimes it comes as protection disguised as disappointment. But Source is faithful. What looks like loss can be the very thing that saves you. What looks like not enough can stretch further than you ever imagined. So trust the provision, not the packaging. Keep your heart open, your hands open, and your spirit tuned to the truth that everything you need is always making its way to you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I'll leave you with this. I know who I play for. And if this message resonated with you, I invite you to go deeper with us inside happyhealthywholerich.com. It's where we walk together in these practices, supporting one another as we trust, receive, and live from overflow. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in every way that truly matters. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.